President Clinton began to outline his priorities for a second term today. In his first speech since the November 5th election, he said he was determined to govern from what he called the vital center of American politics. He identified balancing the budget as his top priority, calling on Republicans to work with him to tackle that challenge. The president also sought bipartisan support for implementing welfare reform, changing the campaign finance system, and improving the nation's public schools. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Clinton chose the Democratic Leadership Council as the forum for his first speech since election night. The DLC is the moderate New Democrat group that Bill Clinton used to help launch his run for the White House in 1991. During his first 2 years in office, he veered away from New Democratic ideas, angering many of his allies in the DLC. But today, the group's president, Al Fromm, said the DLC and Bill Clinton are as close as they've ever been. The president celebrated his return to the New Democratic path by reminding the group that a year ago he spoke to them on the day the Republicans shut down the government.
That day, I said the great question before us was, can the center hold? Well, today the clamor of political conflict has subsided. A new landscape is taking shape. The answer is clear. The center can hold. The center has held. And the American people are demanding that it continue to do so.
The president attempted to define exactly what the vital center is. He said it was not what it has often been accused of being, a mushy split-the-difference philosophy. In the president's words, the lukewarm midpoint between overheated liberalism and chilly conservatism.
Our agenda isn't liberal or conservative. It's both, and it's different. And we're not just out to save the Democratic Party. We're out to save the United States of America. We said in 1991 we would offer opportunity for all, demand responsibility from all, build a stronger American community. We said that this era requires a government that neither attempts to solve problems for people nor leaves them alone to fend for themselves.
The president began to offer a guide to how the vital center might grapple with a series of big problems. Balancing the federal budget is at the top of his list, but the president said little about the issue many budget experts consider to be one of the most urgent, entitlement reform. President Clinton repeated his campaign promise to balance the budget with modest reforms rather than big changes in Medicare and Medicaid.
We can and we must work together to reform Medicare and Medicaid so they continue to meet the promise to our parents and our children and continue to expand health care step by step to children and working families who don't have it. We can do that and balance the budget and take advantage of the fact that new models are clearly making it possible to lower the rate of medical inflation in a way that advances the quality of health care as well as the quality of our long-term objectives in balancing the budget and investing in the future of America.
One of the president's advisors said today that he would propose no bold reforms to entitlements this year. The president would prefer to have any radical structural changes studied by a commission that would not report back until well after the 1998 elections. Education is the president's next big project and one that aides say he would like to make his legacy. Over the next 4 years, President Clinton says he will promote public school choice, charter schools, and national standards. But he promised not to do it in a way that would increase the federal government's role.
I am for local control. I am not for federal government national standards, but I am for national standards of excellence and a means of measuring it so we know what our children are learning.
The president promised to finish the job of reforming welfare, repeating his campaign pledge to convince private employers to hire welfare recipients. And he pledged once again to push for campaign finance reform. But he said none of his goals could be accomplished unless lawmakers cooperated across lines of party and philosophy.
I stand ready to forge a coalition of the center, a broad consensus for creative and consistent and unflinching action. And I invite people of goodwill of all parties, or no party, to join in this endeavor.
President Clinton's pollster, Mark Penn, preceded the president at the DLC this morning, proclaiming, not surprisingly, that President Clinton's move to the center was precisely the reason why he is the first Democrat since FDR to win re-election. Today, the president made clear he intends to keep a firm grip on that central spot on the political spectrum. At the White House, I'm Mara Liasson.